We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let it play for a sec, Solana. Oh, yeah. We were just talking off the air, me and Crowder. Like, TJ Warren wasn't even looking at Jimmy Butler, right? He just wanted that game to be over.
Bro, sometimes I think they call it you bite off more than you can chew. He just messed with the wrong guy. He really did, and he figured it out.
Yeah, he's like, you know what, I'm going to be quiet over here. I'll be putting up my 40s and 50s on other games. And
he was, he was smoky in Friday when Debo came around.
He hit his chain. Yeah,
when he be around, I'll be quiet. When he leaves, I'll be talking again.
Dominant Heat victory last night. Jimmy Butler was all over and left no doubt. Because there was nothing, right? There was never a moment where the two interacted, right? Jimmy and TJ Warren?
No. In my, I guess, abrasive personality, I was watching the game for the fight.
I think a lot of people were. I was. I mean, look, the Heat game, I'm always going to have it on. But this one had extra stakes because we've really been waiting for this for 5 months. I mean, they got at it that first matchup. You remember? I mean, they got at it. And as you mentioned yesterday, I mean, Jimmy Butler's words for TJ Warren after that game, I don't know if it was February or March, his words for TJ Warren were wildly disrespectful. I'm going to give the dub to Jimmy Butler on this one.
If those words were said at the local YMCA, they would be a fist fight.
Yeah.
So no, I was planning on there being a fist fight, but no, TJ, like I said, I happened to me in my career. There was a guard played at Dallas. His name was Leonard Davis, and he was a big ass-kicking, nasty, stank, greasy, just old-school lineman. And he pushed me in the back, and I didn't know who pushed me in the back, so I turned around cussing, and I hawked. I asked him, was he pregnant?
You ready to go.
Oh, did he just have a baby because I know he's breastfeeding? Like, I killed him. And he's just staring at me, and then Zach looks at me like, man, what are you doing? That's Leonard. Leonard don't play that crap. And I was like, I'm a rookie. I'm like, who is Leonard Davis? They break the huddle. He just stares at me. I'm looking around. I'm made a strong right. Hey, slide left. And I look down, and he's staring me straight in the face, and I'm like, damn, he's not worried about the play. He's coming to show me he's not breastfeeding. And for about a quarter, I had to run from him. I had to run around. It was 10-on-10 football, and me and Leonard Davis playing freeze tag. And I just
what a great story. That's the inside stuff that we don't get to hear. That's funny. For a quarter, it's 10-on-10 because every play you're just running from him.
Yep. And then I tried to get Zach to go over there because, you know, the inside backers can switch sides. So about the third play of him chasing me around, I was like, ZT, switch with me. No, CC, you pissed him off. So Zach made me stay on his side. That was my rookie. That was one of my welcome to the NFL moments because I didn't want to touch him the remainder of his life,
That's funny. That is a great story. Yeah, TJ Warren had that last night. He was like,
TJ Warren, like, he cussed out a big boy, wasn't ready.
Victor Oladipo's like, yeah, TJ, you've been a lot more mobile the last few games. Nah, I'm right here in the corner. I'm good. I'm good over here, right here in the corner.
TJ over there clapping. You're TJ. Nobody respects your clap.
Dominant Heat victory, and then obviously watching the college football season. I'm starting to think people may have jumped the gun yesterday that college football was going to be canceled. And in fact, in that line of thinking, Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post, I saw that he just tweeted out a few minutes ago, ACC and SEC medical advisors are saying football can be played safely and plan to have a season. And then he writes, what seemed dire 24 hours ago suddenly is headed in the opposite direction. So I don't know. We'll talk about it. I want to get to headlines. We have a loaded potato today. Anthony Chang is going to join us from the Miami Herald. We'll talk some Heat with him. He covers the Heat for the Miami Herald. Tuan Russell, one of our favorites, Tuan Russell is going to join us. I want to get his thoughts on a potential college football season. Not only does he coach high school football and played for the Canes and the Dolphins, but his son is a college football player.
Yeah.
So
we got a scholarship.
Right, to Vanderbilt.
Next year. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he is going to look at it as a former football player, but also as the father of a future college player. Like there's some real, you know, layers there. So very interested to see what Tuan has to say.
And it's cool with his son, because we were talking about how the DN, Rousseau, that opted out, Gregory Rousseau.
Yeah, Greg Rousseau.
How he already had his ticket. His ticket is already stamped. He's going to the draft. What about the high school to college guys like a Tyson Russell?
Right.
He has a full ride to Vanderbilt. The dude's a genius. He can enroll early. Do I need these last 7, 8, 10, whatever games in high school? Just like
right.
Rousseau decided he doesn't need 10 more games in college.
Right. So we'll talk with Tuan Russell today. Marcus Spears, the big swagoo from ESPN, is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk some football with him. And a delightful interaction with our program director, Len, before the show. I always give him, you know, who the guests are. He gets the push notifications ready. We're like a well-oiled machine. And for Marcus Spears, the headline on the push notification, I had Big Swagoo Speaks. It was a cute little thing. And then Marcus Spears joining Hockman and Crowder right now. And right before we went on the air, I got a text from Len. What is a swagoo?
He doesn't know if it's a person, place, or thing. He just
He's like, what is this, tomato sauce? What? I don't understand what you're doing here. So big swagoo around 4 o'clock. Going to play Cheers 2 today. Somebody will win $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery. In the 5 o'clock hour, Jen Figueroa and Alex Dono, Dan Day, and me, Crowder Solana. Instead of the Searing Pain movie review, we are all going to review the WAP video that we all were assigned to watch last night. And spoiler alert, I may have watched it more than once, and I may have learned things about myself.
I was about to say, bro, I think I got extra credit.
We're
giving out extra credit. I got some extra credit yesterday.
I may have learned a few things about myself, so we'll get to that. Let's get headlines real quick here with our own Alejandro Solana.
The Heat, they picked up a big victory yesterday versus the Pacers, 114-92, guys.
Culture. There was a lot of culture.
For those of you keeping score, Jimmy Butler, he had 19 points, 11 boards, 5 dimes. TJ Warren, other end of the spectrum here, just 12 points. They played the same amount of minutes.
All right.
He played the Thunder tomorrow, 8 p.m. It's looking more and more like they're going to be the 4 seed. It's not for sure yet, but it's looking more and more like they will be the 4
seed. I was going to ask Anthony Chang in the next segment just what the possible machinations are.
The Marlins, they play the Blue Jays today, 6:37 p.m. Very odd start time. We're back to these very weird start times for Major League Baseball.
Boy, you were fascinated by that for an entire season last season.
More fascinated by the start times than I am with the play on the field, I'll be honest.
I know. Last season, I remember, but you were calling like 7:05, weird start time. I'm like, is it? Is that a weird? 6:37 seems like a weird start time. But
yeah. Yeah, it's just how they do things in Buffalo, I guess. Just
is that
weird.
So? That's yeah. How they do things?
Yeah. All right. They just pound Labatt Blues and start things at very peculiar times.
Labatt.
I tell you what, Hawk, when I was a kid, all movies started on even hours. Every movie on HBO was 8, 10, 12, 2, 4, 6, 8. Now they just go random. I'm with Solana. I was used to 2, 4, 6, 8.
No, 6:37 is an odd start time. 7:05, that's not odd. 8:10, it's not odd.
It is. Like, just start at 7. So. Just put 7 and then start at whatever, 7:05, 7:06.
Well, you got to have a reason that it's starting at 6:37.
Good guess there, Hawk. Very good guess.
Well, I don't think it was random. Like, you think they just said, you know, tonight we'll start at 6:37. Like, there's a reason.
There's no good reason, though, to start at 6:37. Like, there might be a reason, you're right, but there's no good reason to start anything
with Manfred
at 6:37. 6:40. How about 6:40?
I'm telling you, there's got to be a reason.
The MLS is back. Final is tonight, gentlemen.
I'm sorry, I was having a sip of my smoothie. Really? I had no idea.
It is a good soccer. I don't know. I've watched it a couple minutes. Is it good soccer? Is it what you're used to watching all those La Ligas and all that crap you talk about?
No, it's not. It's not comparable to any top flight league in Europe. I will say the best team in the bubble was eliminated earlier in the knockout rounds, which was definitely disappointing for Don Garber. But Portland is one of the premier teams in the MLS. Has been. Since they arrived to the MLS. And Orlando City, the home team, essentially, right, who not many expected, specifically not me, expected them to make a run for the title here, they'll have a chance to make some noise. So I think there are some storylines going into tonight.
Ooh.
8:30 p.m. Yeah, I was going to let you know.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. We're on the same wavelength. All right.
8:30 p.m. tonight. Thank you, Don. Right. Thank you, Don G., for just making sense with your start times. Right.
Odd start time, though. Yeah. I mean, why not 8?
I'm going with the even numbers, baby.
But at least it's not 8:19.
All right. We have found common ground. Okay. Well done.
Manny Diaz, head coach of the Miami Hurricanes football team, he tweeted his support yesterday for the hashtag We Want to Play movement. Also, he added in hashtag We Want to Coach.
Yeah, I've seen it. Really, everyone that's been practicing and getting ready seems, without equivocation, to want to play. I think Tuan Russell, too. You know, we're going to talk to him in the 3 o'clock hour, but I was looking at his Twitter feed. Like, he has retweeted a ton of players that say, we want to play, which, you know, leads me to believe. But I'm going to ask him. It's going to be very interesting. This is very interesting.
But we want to play. I know y'all want to play, but we have to do it smart.
Sure.
The hashtag, I understand the union of it and all the, you know, amateurs getting together. I enjoy that part. But, like, we want to play, obviously. Like, I don't think I get as excited about the hashtag as some people are making.
I think that they're saying is we understand the risks. We understand the situation. This is too much for a hashtag. Yeah. And we're making the decision for ourselves. Our preference is to play. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just we want to play, we don't know what's going on. We know that they're college students. We get it, but they're adults. You go to college. I left home like that. Like, I left. I wasn't with my parents anymore. They were in a different state. I had to make adult decisions. Not that I'm saying the decision's correct. I'm not arguing for it or against it. I'm just saying, like, you know, they know what's going on. They know that there's potential risks, and you knew it when you played football, right? And I'm talking more like paralysis, head injuries. Like, there were risks. This is contagious. Different story. I'm not comparing head injury to something that's contagious, but I'm saying you know that there's risks, and you were making an educated decision. Maybe it was right. Maybe it was wrong. You don't know.
Yeah, but to your point, the way you labeled it, where we want to play, now you smart people and you well-paid executives figure out a way to let us play.
Right.
Just like the head injury, Hawk. Yes, okay, CTE's there. Now it's on the league and on the uppers to figure out a way to keep football going and lower the head contact. That's what they're getting after. I see what you're saying.
Right. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys, Major League Baseball, they've had preliminary discussions about holding their postseason in a bubble-type format. Remember, there's 16 teams making the postseason now, so one central bubble like the NBA is doing or the MLS probably wouldn't work. They're looking more at a format that is similar to the NHL, how they're having two hub sites for their bubbles.
The postseason means billions of dollars in revenue, so you can't risk a team doing what's going on with the Cardinals right now, what happened with the Marlins. So for the playoffs, they might need to bubble it.
Finally, guys, a new dating app called Tabby launched on Saturday for International Cat Day, and it specifically caters to single people with cats.
Yeah, check out my my bio on it. It's HockmanCatLover.com.
They might as well call that PsychopathLove.com. Big-ass group of cat lovers getting together. Yeah, ooh, boy, there's some killers in that group.
That's a scary group. I'm not even going to lie. As a cat owner, I am telling you, the cat lovers, there's a difference between a cat owner and a cat lover. And the cat lovers, that is a scary group. All right, I got to get to Anthony Chang real quick on weather here.
Yeah, 91 degrees currently. Tonight, the lows will drop into the lower 80s.
All right, perfect. Well, you have a sponsor?
Back to you, Crowder.
Don't shoot it to me. Shoot it to me on a good one. Don't shoot it to me on a bad one.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Meow.
Hawk and Crowder.
So here is the breaking news. If you're just joining the Hawkman and Crowder Show. So from ESPN, the Big Ten has postponed its fall football season and will attempt to play in the spring. And then if you look at some other reports, Brett McMurphy, who I believe we've had on the show before, right? He's part of the Stadium Network now. He says Big Ten becomes the first Power 5 league to cancel the fall football season, sources told Stadium. First reported by Yahoo. Now 41 of 130 FBS programs will not play in the fall, pending a decision by the Pac-12 today. And everyone seems to believe that the Pac-12 is going to follow the Big Ten's lead. Pete Thamel, who covers college football for Yahoo, he says Big Ten is announcing that fall is canceled. League will attempt to play in the spring. And then Pete Thamel follows that up with, according to sources, one team was just informed of this in a team meeting. So as Solana had mentioned earlier, it looks like the Big Ten teams are getting together now to get out in front of the news before it's officially released via press release by the Big Ten. And just to bring you up to speed on the story, so yesterday we thought it was a done deal, but then the Big Ten said, no, we have not taken a vote, and they were going to meet today. And so the Big Ten presidents and chancellors have been meeting today, and it seems as we're going to get official word anytime soon that Big Ten football will be postponed until spring, that there will be no fall season. And if the Pac-12 follows suit, that would leave what? The ACC and the SEC.
Yeah.
Who am I missing there? ACC, SEC.
Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12.
Right. The only three that that would remain, but still remains to be seen whether the ACC and SEC will play. So. That's where we stand.
We're standing there, not just simple math now. I'm no mathematician. You start in August, you're going through the end of January with the national championship game. Hawk, that's 6 months. Mm-hmm. You start in February, you're going through June, July. The NFL draft's May 1st. Just to say we're moving it back a couple months, okay, yeah, yes, football, let's go, let's have a plan. This had the dominoes that fall off this adjustment is going to be crazy for these seniors and juniors and whoever else think about going to the league or not going to the league. There's a lot of decisions that are going to be made now that the Big Ten did this. This is going to have a domino effect on a lot of decisions that need to be made by a lot of schools and individuals.
Yeah, I agree. I think for seniors, obviously, it's a whole different ballgame when it comes to those that are going to be entering the NFL draft, because if the NFL wouldn't move their draft and the leagues then, the conferences then would have to wonder, okay, do we just play shortened seasons? Like there's a lot. Essentially what they're doing here is kicking the can down the road a little bit,
yes.
Right? They're
yes.
Big Ten president. And look, I totally get it. While I'm telling you, I don't have a firm position on either side because I can see it from both ways. I totally get it. If I am a university president and I ask my medical advisor, can you guarantee me that if one of my students contracts the coronavirus, can you guarantee me there's not going to be long-term ill effects for that child, that student, that athlete? And if my medical advisor says no, which they can't because no one knows, there's been no long-term research because the virus hasn't been around that long. So if I'm the university president, I can say, okay, the notion is that there's going to be a vaccine available maybe before the end of this calendar year. Why should I risk one guy on my watch having lifelong ill effects from something that I could have prevented if I did something that was painful? I cancel a football season. It's painful for a lot of people, not just the players.
Yeah.
But I got to do this. But my thought is, if there's a vaccine that's available in November or December and we can get the kids vaccinated, so we lost 6 months. Boo-hoo, we move on. You know, I see it. I get it.
I like how you said it, Hawken. I love the phrase, kicking the can down the road. We don't have to deal. We were dealing with it. Let's kick it about 100 yards and we can walk up on it slow until the next opportunity we have to make a decision on what to do with this can. That's what everybody's doing, right? I don't care if people admit it. I don't give a damn, smart people, CDC. In my mind, Hawk, I think the entire world is doing that right now with COVID because we don't know what happens in what happens 20, 30 years down the road, Hawk. You've said it a couple times today.
We don't know.
There's no answer to that. So right. Even the funny thing is right now we have to decide, not even athletes, Hawk. I don't know what you're doing, you know, with your son, but right now we have options to send our kids to school or not. And one of the things I take into account is I believe my kids are healthy and, you know, we had the pediatrician come over and they have no, you know, immune problems. But what if there is something? What if 20 years from now, COVID does something to your lungs, your heart, your kidneys, your liver, whatever it is? I have to make that decision as a father.
Right.
Now, put that forward to what you're talking about, Hawk. Those presidents have to make that decision for 100 kids.
Correct.
I have to make that decision for 2 kids right now, and
right.
I'm not risking 2 kids. So how can they decide to risk 100 kids?
And I only have to answer for myself, my family, my child. I don't have to answer for all these other families that I'm making a decision for. So I get it. And there's people texting in, what about the flu? The flu kills it. Listen, the flu has a vaccine. The flu has treatments. And there's studies about long-term effects of the flu. And there's really nothing like what we know about COVID. So it's not an equivalent analogy to make. Once there are treatments and vaccines and the knowledge that there's not going to be long-term ill effects, you're dealing with a much more, you're dealing with a situation that is much more easy to make decisions about because you're not dealing with so much unknown. Again, I temper it all with this. I see both sides. I can understand and I could easily rationalize conferences deciding to play. I'm not telling you that I think the Big Ten is making the right decision. This is the decision they have made. Whether it's the right decision or not, we'll find out. But, you know, that's the decision they're making.
It's a 305.
Virus waits for no pit bull.
And just out there, especially the person, it made me think about how the person that brings up the flu and those, you know, those just barrel forward, no mask, those type people. Let me just ask you a hypothetical question. You have the option to make football happen. They ask you to run the NCAA, run these conferences, and you say yes. And you get football going. You have your TV deals. You make billions. You have billions of people happy because they can watch. And we talked about earlier about how the SEC is religion. On Saturday afternoons, it is like church in the Bible Belt, where, you know, Georgia, I grew up in, UGA, Florida, all that little SEC school, that Bible Belt, it is a religion. You make billions of people happy having football. You make billions of dollars putting the game on, putting it on TV. The viewership's going up because people can't go to the games maybe. 3 kids die in the whole nation. Are you okay with that trade-off, Hawk? Because I can't say yes to that. I can't
okay. And neither could I. And then what people will argue on the other side is, well, then, you know, raise the driver's license age to 18. Because if you don't have 16 or 17-year-olds driving, you're going to save people's lives. And it's a faulty argument. It's a super faulty argument. But that's where people will go. There are people that just want football. and if there's collateral damage. But it's not just football. It's the economy. I get it. I get it. I'm not like, I'm not even saying I don't understand why people want it. I want football. I love football on Saturdays. Like, I want to watch it, but there's collateral damage.
We love football. Yes. I'm not going to say a name because I don't want to jinx anybody. Think of your favorite college players right now. Everybody out there, your favorite college player, let them pop them in your mind. Mine's a Gator. I won't say his name. I don't need your name. Just your favorite college football player as we sit here today. Is it worth the season if he dies?
Right.
Just answer that question to yourself. If you're that far into football, Hawk, my life has been football. Yep. I worked out since I was in middle school to make it to college, to make it to the league. As soon as I retired, I got on Sports Talk Radio, Dolphin pregame to talk. My life is based. My wealth is based. My kids eat off of football. I'm not willing to risk a kid's life to pull that trigger and say yes.
And that's the decision that university presidents and chancellors are trying to make right now.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, we got some more breaking news, which we figured was going to happen because we know the Big Ten earlier today made it official. They are going to postpone their fall football season from Brett McMurphy at the Stadium Network. He tweets out, the Pac-12 has announced a 4:30 news conference, so about 32 minutes from now, and he follows it up with, the Pac-12 has canceled the fall football season, sources have told Stadium. We're done, quote, the source said. Official announcement at 4:30 today. So, today, Big Ten football officially postponed for fall, and now Pac-12 football officially postponed for fall. So be interesting to see. The SEC and the ACC, to me, are real wild cards here because, I mean, you know the SEC is going to do whatever they can to play. And my guess is they will forge ahead, that they will not be bowed by the Big Ten and the Pac-12.
No, yeah, we're not with y'all. That's y'all's decision. We're mm-hmm. the SEC. That we take that stance with the SEC anyway. We don't mm-hmm. think y'all's divisions are good anyway. Yeah, I would
think the SEC mentality, and we're waiting for Marcus Spears to join us, who's an SEC guy himself. But the SEC mentality, I would say, more aligns with the NFL than with other college football conferences, right?
Where you have
the Pac-12 going, well, we'll kind of follow suit with what the Big Ten does. You probably got the SEC saying, we'll do what the NFL does because we're NFL light.
I remember watching them playing in Florida at home games and then going to the after parties, whatever, you know, have families in town, and watching that Pac-12 football later in the night and looking at it as it's cute, like a little novelty. Oh, look at them. They're trying to play football as well out there on the West Coast. Yeah, man.
Right.
But think about how interesting the Big Ten and the Pac-12 postponed till spring. SEC, ACC playing fall. The SEC and ACC athletes have so much a better advantage over every team.
Yep.
NFL scouts, they have such an advantage over all that for the draft, for draft positioning. This is going to get interesting. We talked about it earlier, Hawk. The dominoes that are going to fall from that Big Ten decision are going to be crazy dominoes.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens if the SEC and the ACC obviously can forge ahead, or if they have the will to forge ahead. Let me give you the stock market update real quick. We do it every day at 4 o'clock. Man, Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 350 points almost all day long, and it ends in the red, ends down 103 points. S&P 500 down 26 points, and the NASDAQ down 185 points. So the S&P 500 closes lower for the first time in 8 days. So we had a nice little long run there of some green, got a little red on the docket today. But what do we say, Crowder?
Let's ride.
We'll get it back tomorrow. We say it every time. That's what we say. We'll get it back tomorrow.
Don't look at your 401k.
Don't look at your 401k.
There we go.
You want to try to sneak in any headlines that you got here, Solana, while you're waiting for Marcus Spears to call in?
Yeah, we actually have Marcus. He's just getting some headphones. That way we can hear him a little bit better. But really quickly.
All right.
Yep, the Heat did beat the Pacers 114-92. Big win for Miami. They play the Thunder tomorrow at 8 p.m. The Marlins, they'll play the Blue Jays 6:37 p.m. today. won their first of two games versus Toronto in Buffalo. And this is a pretty cool story. I saw Variety tweeted it out. Fox Sports Films, they're going to air Tua, a documentary about the Miami Dolphins quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa.
Ah, very cool. Someone texts in, Hawk, you said Pac-12 suspended for the season. Does that include spring? No, if I said that, I said it incorrectly. The Pac-12 following suit with what the Big Ten is doing, which is suspending play for the fall football season, hoping to be able to play a spring football season. So they're hoping to push it back there to spring. All right, is Big Swagoo ready to go, Solana?
Oh, yeah, Swagoo's ready to go.
All right, we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And we only have about 10 minutes with Marcus. Marcus Spears, first-round pick out of LSU in 2005, long career in the NFL. To me, one of the breakout stars on ESPN. Crowder and I both love watching him on
Amazing.
Get Up. Whenever we have Greeny on the show, we always love when Marcus Spears goes at it with Dan Orlovsky. I always get a kick out of that. And so I want to talk about college football and the cancellations now for Big Ten and Pac-12. But then Crowder was just telling me off the air that his Florida Gators were responsible for your only loss in your what season was that, Crowder? Were you a freshman, Crowder?
Yeah. 2003, I was a freshman, and the LSU Tigers were the national champions at 13-1. And that one came to the Gators in Death Valley.
I knew it was coming. Thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all having me, man. I'll check in with y'all in never.
We always let I'm a hurricane. I'm a hurricane. I hate being surrounded by SEC guys because SEC guys always think they're on a different level than the rest of the conferences in college football.
We'll get into Miami later, man. I don't know what the hell happened. I used to think Miami was going to win for the next 100 years. I don't know what's going on.
We still think that. I do. Hurricanes fans still live in the past. What do you do? Obviously, you're hearing the news as we are. The Big Ten has postponed the fall football season. Pac-12 now has announced they're having a 4:30 press conference, but they're going to postpone their season. Do you, being an SEC guy, because I think the SEC will forge ahead, do you have an opinion on this?
Yeah, man, I think it's difficult, obvious, not to state the obvious, but when you look at the different motivations for the conferences and possibly how they're making these decisions, it's so hard to play football right now. And I know I'm one of those fans, man, that look forward to. I've been on record as saying college football is the 5-month holiday that we all get to experience. And the difficulty of thinking about our society not having the fall, especially with the major schools that are a part of postponing the season, is difficult. Now, that's the emotional part of it. You guys know I'm a common sense dude. How the hell are you going to play football and you worried about people dying? That's the issue, especially in college when you have players that won't play football after they get done. And what if something catastrophic happens to one of those individuals? And you look at a situation where they leave college, and does college have any responsibility to the potential of long-term effects on those guys? And then you look at the other side with how devastating it is for guys that needed this season to get drafted. I mean, hell, Joe Burrow just left LSU after one season and went first in the draft. So that's how much one season can impact your future as far as the game goes. And then you have guys that were vying for first-round spots, and now the process for the NFL has become that much more difficult to do evaluations. So that's collateral damage of it, man. But we're dealing in a pandemic that nobody can figure out, and we want to get upset with conference commissioners. We want to get upset with presidents, athletic directors, people that are making decisions in college football, and we can't figure the thing out as a whole country. And we don't know how to forge ahead. And that's a whole bunch of people trying to figure things out, find vaccines, make decisions. I've been very optimistic up until this point, and I think we all naturally are, especially when you're surrounded in the football community, man. But to think about this and what the Big Ten has done, what the Pac-12 is going to do, and going to announce, I would hope that this is in the best interest of the players. And I would hope that the information that they got back and that they gathered said it was too risky to play football. And we can get off into a whole bunch of other stuff. We can get off into amateurism. We can get off into all of the things that could be the reasons why they are not the university's liability and all of that. But the bottom line for me is, if medical professionals are telling you with the strain that you put on your body in order to play a season, if that is compounded with pre-existing conditions that some guys may have in college already, and then on top of that you add COVID-19, it's too risky, I'm all for it. Because I do not want to see a player die because we wanted to see football.
We right there with you, man. And the person that makes that decision is going to have to deal with that if, hypothetically, knock on wood, Mark, if something like that was going to happen. But, bro, I want to ask you, where NHL and NBA have the bubble, WNBA has the bubble, it works. And everybody says it's impossible to bubble a football team, to bubble, you know, college or NFL. Do you think it's impossible to have the bubble concept for football?
I don't think it's impossible at all, see. And I think a big part of it is you are trying to combat not only keeping players protected, but also you got this other caveat that they not professionals. That's the issue. The issue is not if it's impossible to bubble players. The issue is, are we going to bubble athletes and tell students not to be at school? So now we've clearly defined that this is a money-making industry. So that's a part of the decision-making, I'm sure, when it comes to the NCAA and trying to keep this thing in line with how they're going to proceed with fall classes and students being in school. So that's one issue. I don't think it's that hard. I mean, football, look, we used to leave. We used to be on campus early for training camp. We used to have technically just football areas for players only and staff and all of that stuff. But to do that for that extended period of time, obviously you still have to travel, but you can always – charter flights, make sure that you are keeping things in perspective. Also, you can pick cities that only games will be played in, I'm assuming. Try to find lower cities. But then you get off into what I just said, Channing, is the problem. Logistics, man. I don't think the bubble concept is difficult to keep a team confined within the parameters of the idea that we keeping guys safe. But then you deal with the logistics part of it, and that's when it go to hell and go haywire, man.
Marcus Spears is with us. He is so good on ESPN and on Get Up especially. We love watching. I know you got probably a whole radio tour ahead of you. So let me ask you one quick NFL question. Do you think a full 16-game schedule gets played in the NFL?
Yeah, I think the NFL is going to forge ahead. And I think for all of the reasons we just said about college, each individual guy in the NFL can make a decision to play or not. They're represented by a union. So they assume the risk. They assume the responsibility. That's something they know going into a season. College football failed because there was no plan. There was no blueprint of how we protect against all of these things that could potentially happen. In the NFL, and that's one thing about the pros, Channing brought up the NFL, the MLB. We saw the MLB. We saw the Marlins team fall, everybody get COVID. But with that being said, that was a conscious decision that was made between the Major League Baseball Players Union and also Major League Baseball and their ownership group and Rob Manfred, the commissioner. We see it with Roger Goodell, and we see it with DeMaurice Smith. We see it in the NBA with Adam Silver. I think when it comes to the pros, it's a decision because both sides are represented, and they can determine if they want to assume the risk in which this pandemic presents. And it seems that the NFL is going to forge ahead based on that agreement between players, and they will adjust as things come along. So for me, it was an easy decision for the NFL as long as the players' union and the and Goodell and all of the owners agreed on the terms.
Swagoo, quickly on the way out, bro. At all levels, man. You were a dog in high school. You were a dog in college. You were a dog in the league. First round draft pick. These players at all the levels have to make a decision to opt out or not. There's players that have D1 scholarships in high school that have to opt in or out of playing or just deciding to go to college. At any level of your career, would you have opted out of playing this season?
Personally, I wouldn't have opted out. But that's my makeup. And Channing, we got to be careful when we say our answer because people are going to assume that we're against guys that made decisions opposite of what we would do. And that's not the case, man. You've been fortunate enough to be in locker rooms where you know everybody's life circumstance is different, even starting in high school. In the pros, guys made different decisions based on where they were in life and family situations. So for me, man, I think you sit back, you determine what you want to do as an individual, and you support the ones that don't or don't feel comfortable. And I leave it at that. Man, I can get on television, I can get on the radio and kill players for how they play, to see I can talk about if they look interested. We can grill them for not doing their job at a high level and all of that. All of that is fair within the parameters of our job, and they understand that as players, and that's always the respect that I try to align myself with players that I have an opportunity to talk to and get a chance to conversate with. Is that I'm going to be fully honest when I'm giving an opinion about something that involves you. But in this particular situation, my answer to all the players would be, hey, man, do you and do what's best for your family.
Marcus Spears, watch him on ESPN, watch him on Get Up. He's great. Next time you come on with us, Nick Saban stories, all right?
My guys, good all talking right. to y'all, man. Y'all take care.
Good talking to you. Marcus Spears there from ESPN. Good good answers by him, I think, on what he was saying there. And I think we kind of heard it from Twan Russell in the 3 o'clock hour and now just from Marcus there. Hey, you have a pandemic. You don't know the answers to a lot of questions. No shame in saying we can't do this right now. That's kind of what I gleaned from Twan and from Marcus Spears. Hey, there might be a kid who dies or has a life-changing ailment. There's no shame in saying, let's postpone this for 6 months.
And you know what? It's funny, Hulk, and I pulled the exact same thing from hearing Marcus there and then hearing Twan earlier, where you hear the toughness come out initially. Don't you hear from Twan and Mark and Swagoo oh, I'm not made. And even Twan with his son, oh, my son's made different. My son's going to play because he's made. Like, you have this masculine personality to really make it in football to a high level. You got to have some confidence and some masculinity, testosterone about yourself. But then you heard Twan and you heard Marcus come back to like humanity too, but I can't tell this dude what to do. I can't tell this guy that he doesn't live with his 92 and 91 year old grandparents and he doesn't want to have a chance to take COVID back home to them. You got to do what's best for you in your situation, where usually football and that, you know, there's no I in team. Right now, bro, you have to put a little eye in team when you're making these decisions. And I got it from both of those guys, Hawk. It's crazy that you brought that up.
Again, Big 12, Big 10 and Pac-12 have both postponed their fall football seasons and will try to play them in the spring. No word yet on the ACC or SEC, which would be of most interest to us down here. We're going to play Cheers 2 still this hour. We've got a Searing Pain movie review in the 5 o'clock hour, except it's not a movie review. We're all going to review the WAP video. We all watched it, maybe more than once. Me, Crowder, Solana, Dan Day, Jay Fig, Alex Dono. How do you think that went in the Dono household?
He better have done it on a sneak. His wife doesn't want that going on.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
My Mount Rushmore of chicken wing flavors. Honey barbecue, mild, medium, and boneless.
Okay. Boneless? That's a flavor, though, Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, we're going to play a little Cheers 2. Welcoming Jay Fig, Jen Figueroa, onto the show. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
Feeling all right?
Feeling pretty good.
All right. In the 5 o'clock hour, we're all going to review the WAP video. You watched it?
I watched it a couple times. I had to get really in detail to make sure I saw what you guys saw.
All right. Well, I'm going to be watching it again before the 5 o'clock segment. Like, I'm going to watch it again.
I wouldn't doubt it.
During a commercial break. So make sure it's a long break, Solana, if you know what I'm talking about. All right. Let's get to Cheers 2. We go around the room. We give our Cheers 2. We go to the phone calls. And someone is going to win $50 at the Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room in Oakland Park. They are open for pickup. They've got the best food, the best beer, the best hard seltzer. We love everything about Funky Buddha. You can go to funkybuddhabrewery.com. I hear we have a brand new big open for Cheers 2. I'm very excited about this. Go ahead, Solana.
It's Cheers 2. We love Funky Buddha so bad. It's Cheers 2. We love Funky Buddha so bad. Huck and Crowder. Love Cheers 2.
Let's play Cheers 2. Imagine walking into a club on Bourbon Street in New Orleans and it's those two boobs and you'd walk right out of there. Yeah, they're like, oh, but we have 50-cent hurricanes. Nah, I'm going to pass. I can't be in here.
I'd take my pants off.
Wow. Strong effort by you, Dan Day. Nice job, Dan Day and Solana. All right, let's go around the room and give our cheers to. I am giving cheers to HBO. Hard Knocks starts tonight. I mentioned it earlier. I believe it to be one of the greatest sports television shows in history. It's as compelling as anything you watch, and you get an inside look at stuff that most of us would never get to see, and then you get these little breakout stars like Devin Kajust. Who would have known Devin Kajust if we didn't watch Hard Knocks with Cleveland? That was Cleveland, right? Was Devin Kajust?
I believe so. I hated that man because of y'all. We had a Kajust update every week.
I know. I love Devin Kajust. There was another dude. Who was the guy? Man, he ended up with the Bears, but he was like an offensive lineman. He only wore tank tops. You remember him?
Yeah. He used to do the impressions and put the Gatorade bottle down his tights. Yeah, he was a funny dude. I forget.
All right. Anyway, I'm giving cheers to Hard Knocks. The new season of it debuts tonight on HBO. I will be watching. Crowder, who are you giving cheers to?
I am giving cheers to the collegiate football players that are speaking up. Canes guys, there's, you know, Trevor Lawrence kind of took the helm. Justin Fields, you know, Ohio State, he checked in today. But, guys, I'll tell you this. When I was a college athlete, I wouldn't have got involved in any of this because I wouldn't want to rock the boat. I just want to go to the league and make money. I don't want to upset my coach. I don't want to upset my athletic director. I don't want to upset football. I don't want to upset the fans. I just want to do my job and be famous. But these guys are coming out and giving a voice to 18 to 22-year-olds. And I will be honest, I'm giving them a cheers, too, because I don't think I would have the kahunas. How do you say it? Y'all always mess with me. Kahunas.
The kahunas. The kajus.
Kahunas. The kahunas. The kajusies. No. I wouldn't have the kajusies. I'll be honest, at 18, 19, I would have never came out against this because I would think it would mess up my career, mess up my future. So big shout out to these young men. These collegiate, and I always call them kids, that are speaking out about what's going on right now and trying to get a union. I want to give a big cheers to these young players.
That is a good one. I think there is a power shift going on right now, and I think that's a valid point. Jen Figueroa, who are you going to give cheers to, Jen?
I've been going through some car problems, and my cheers to goes to mechanics who actually take the time to see your car problem and not just give you the easy way out for them where they can charge you double the price of what you don't really need.
That is so true. If you can find a good mechanic, it's like this feeling of just peace and tranquility that comes over
I'm
your body.
Because
they can tell you whatever they want to tell you, and you have no idea. So you found someone that you trust?
Yeah, the first one told me it was my compressor. And then this one is telling me it's nothing like that at all. It's not even the compressor. And it's, mind you, it's like almost a $1,000 job compared to something that could be like 100.
Oh, you need to cash a ticket at the Hard Hock Casino. You need to get a winner.
Correct.
Hey, man, the world is changing where sex doesn't matter, but I think this is the one thing that's still sticking, where if you are a woman and you walk into a mechanic, he's going to try to charge you double. They try to do it to my wife all the time, J-Fig.
Yep. Totally agree.
I go in there and they think I don't even know how to park the car onto the
right. Right. Like, yep. Right.
Who do you think I am?
Right. Yep. They know. Don't they know you're J-Fig? Don't they know?
J-Fig. I know something about cars.
She's J-Fig with the good movie review.
You gotta slap somebody, J-Fig. Get your respect. Slap
Solana.
Slap a mechanic.
Solana, who are you giving cheers to, somebody. Solana?
I'm giving cheers to Dan Day and I.
I'd like you to sing it. I'd like you to sing cheers too.
You ready,
please.
Dan?
Yeah, ready.
3, 2, 1.
It's cheers to we love the funky Buddha so bad.
It's growing on me. It's growing on
That's
me.
That's amazing.
It really is. It really is. All right. You giving cheers to you guys for that beautiful rendition?
Yeah, I think if this radio thing doesn't work out, Dan, we have a future.
I'm ready to roll. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's hit the
karaoke.
Road.
Karaoke. All
right, fair enough. Dan Day. Who are you giving cheers to, Dan Day?
Oakland A's outfielder Ramon Laureano. I don't know if he's stupid or crazy or both. He didn't rush the mound when he got hit 3 times in one game. He took on the whole Astros dugout.
He really did.
He said someone in Spanish, I'm not going to repeat it, said something about his mama. He said, nah, none of that. He took on how do you even say dugout in Spanish?
Dugout.
He took them all on.
I loved it. Dugout. It was funny. You very rarely see someone chase charge at the opposing dugout. He did that. All right, cheers to him. Dono not here. He will be here in the 5 o'clock hour, though. Let's quickly take some phone calls and see if someone can win $50 at the Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room in Oakland Park. Jonathan in South Miami. Jonathan, who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to and whatnot, because it's Hawk's favorite phrase, and whatnot.
I say and whatnot a lot.
I text you all the time, dude, and whatnot.
Really? That's funny because I'm not a fan of verbal crutches. I don't think I use and whatnot at all.
Listen to the podcast or listen to the rewind and whatnot.
Well, I do the show. Like, I'm kind of here all day. I don't miss much of it.
Listen to it. I got your back. It is a phrase that you use. I don't know if you overly use it, though, man. I don't know if I agree with this.
I'm like, I have a high radar for verbal crutches, and I call people out on it all the time and whatnot. So I'm not exactly certain.
I just texted you and whatnot.
Well, that doesn't. I could text you that. That the moon fell down.
And whatnot,
because you text me doesn't mean that
it
happened.
I go and whatnot. And whatnot.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, dude.
I don't know. I don't know if that's my verbal crutch.
And whatnot.
Well, I appreciate you trying to win the Funky Buddha gift certificate and whatnot, but I don't know if that's going to be a winning rendition if whatnot or whatnot. I don't think I use that. Maybe I'm wrong, though. I'll be super aware of it now that he says it, though, because you know I don't like that. I don't like when someone uses a verbal
man,
crutch.
Bro, what's his name? Because he just gave me more work to hear about you talking about this phrase.
What?
You still talk. He still talks about the damn girth or dearth of knowledge thing. That was years ago. He's
right.
Talk
if I misuse a word, damn. I will think about it for years. Like, I don't like to misuse words, but
damn.
Sometimes you do that and whatnot. But whatever. It's something that happens. No, I'll pay attention to it now. But I don't think he's right.
Oh,
but I may be wrong. Do you notice it, Solana?
Attention to it.
No, actually, I've never noticed that, but I like that caller. That's my vote.
All right.
That's my vote.
Well, I got to take some more calls, though, and whatnot, because we got to get through a few calls here. Adam in Boynton, what's your cheers to and whatnot?
Got to say, love the intro. The duet with Dan Day and Solana is so cringeworthy, it's perfect.
Yes.
So cringeworthy.
Is that your cheers to? Is it cheers to the intro?
No. My cheers to is actually going to go to the Braves organist for the most epic troll ever.
Oh,
I don't know if you heard the story, but that is amazing.
Yes. The Braves organist. Who's the? There's a player. On what team? He wasn't the Braves. It was the opposing
team. He's on the Blue Jays. He's a catcher.
On the Blue Jays.
He got caught for public.
He got caught pleasuring himself in a parking lot, and the Braves organist, when this guy was coming up to bat, the Braves organist played Michael Jackson's Beat It. It was just a great little troll. That's funny. That's a really good troll. That's a strong. Yeah, that's excellent. Nice one there. Appreciate the call and whatnot. Perhaps. I was watching that and whatnot. Patrick in Homestead. Who are you giving cheers to, Patrick?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me, guys. I love listening to you guys every single day.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to give a cheers to, without sounding too cheesy or sappy, I want to give a cheers to all the men and women that are bringing us our sports and at the same time keeping these guys and women safe, you know?
I agree with you, because if you remember last week, I think, on Cheers to Crowder, I pretty much said, like, the sports broadcasters that are, you know, making the games feel like they're real games, like you're there, and there's certainly a
100%
value in that. Yeah,
NBA
appreciate
got
that.
Me. NBA's doing a stupid great job.
Really
I don't even
great
feel like
job.
I'm not watching
sure.
it yet.
Yep. Yep, totally agree.
Was it
Donald,
or yesterday the crowd sounded so good.
It's perfect. They do it perfectly. You get lost in the game. You feel like you're watching a game. Donald in Sunrise, who are you giving cheers to?
Hey, I'm going to go with Crowder and the Kahunas. I like that segment.
Crowder and Kahunas.
I like your Kahunas too. I like your Kahunas, Donald. Thank you.
George. That's strange. George in Homestead. Who are you giving cheers to, George?
Is he
singing the Cheers to song?
Yes. Where the funky Buddha. I want to give a cheers to.
Solana, you created an earworm already. Look at you, man. There's musicians that try their whole lives to create an earworm. You did it. All right, who are you giving cheers to, George?
I want to give a cheers to Chris Pratt and Catherine Schwarzenegger on their new baby.
No, Jack. No,
Chris
Jack.
Pratt and Catherine Schwarzenegger on their new baby.
And all the Schwarzenegger.
That's how you pronounce it.
Excellent. All right, now we got a vote here on who gets $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery. You've got Jonathan in South Miami. He says, I say and whatnot all the time. You've got Adam in Boynton, who is giving cheers to the Braves organist for playing Beat It to the guy who was caught pleasuring himself. You've got Patrick in Homestead, cheers to the men and women bringing us sports. Donald in Sunrise to Crowder's Kahunas. And
mutual kahunas.
George in Homestead to Chris Pratt and Catherine Schnorkenegger. And I think I'm voting for George in Homestead because it's such a great show joke. That's a guy who listens to the show. We get an opportunity to play Schnorkenegger. I'm voting for George in Homestead. Who are you voting for, Crowder?
I can't vote for him because that little girl looks like Kevin Bacon. I don't know where Arnold and Arnold's little daughter got something wrong with her.
I don't think that's a daughter.
Who is it? I voting for me and Donald's Kahunas. We're going to go back and forth, baby. I love the word. I love everything. Me and Donald's big Kahunas.
What does that even mean, Solana? What is
happening there? You have no one. If you don't know, you have no idea.
I'll tell you after this segment.
I'm going to worry about the WAP instead of the Kahunas, if you understand what I'm saying. Solana, you be the tiebreaker here. Is it Donald or George?
I mean,
as you want to vote for Jonathan.
Yeah, I want to vote for Donald, but I just don't know what Crowder or Donald are saying. Like, I don't
the
understand.
Kahunas!
I don't.
The Kahunas! The man, Kahunas!
Yeah. All right, it's George in the stead. George in the stead.
All right, George in Homestead. My $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery. Oakland Park, you've got $50 on their delicious food and drinks. Check out the website, funkybuddhabrewery.com.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I would say my suggestion to everyone is don't get chlamydia.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's Figgy.
Cinema. J. Fig knows it.
Hey, guys. I didn't know you guys were there. Caught me by surprise.
Watch one that we assign her. and generally hate it, and it sends us all into a depression for at least a segment or two.
I fall for no banana in my tailpipe.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, it has, like, real-life situations and stuff, but I felt like the ending should have been in the middle.
Chicks dig me, because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
I don't know, I was kind of irritated the entire time.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Rhodes, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Biggie Fresh.
The f***ing Catalina wine mixer.
I really want to give it like a 9.5 out of 10.
And it sends us all into a depression.
Show me the money.
He's looking at you, kid.
I'll be back.
We'll see you at the movies. Strangely enough, I now think of this as our song.
Oh, whoa. That's weird. Make it our Friday shit, but a Friday song, man.
Oh, my goodness. All right, 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And we're going to need a couple of Funky Buddhas to get through this one. Yeah, I've got to dull my senses. If you understand what I'm saying, Crowder, you ever need to dull the senses? Yeah.
I call that whiskey swipe. You gotta get the whiskey swiper.
Yes.
That whiskey swiper, boy. Yep. Yep. More 8 minutes than 3 minutes.
All right. So Jay Figg joins us with movie reviews at the end of most shows, and she is here now. Jen Figueroa. Hello, Jen.
What's up?
And, of course, Alex Dono always joins us, but he can't make it today. Now, what do you think, Solana? You think he got embarrassed by the WAP video, or you think he's really not able to join us today?
I think he's embarrassed. I think maybe his wife caught him watching the video. Right?
Something started to happen that he didn't expect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Dono wore two pair of drawers today now. I'm guaranteeing it. He had to suppress the monster.
And Dan Day, he was with us for Cheers 2. He's with us again now. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. So yesterday we were given Jay Figg movie reviews, and then she posts the movie reviews on Instagram. Jay Figg Radio is her Instagram account. And then we decided, because the whole world is talking about this WAP video, which is, who is it, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, right?
Yes.
Correct. Yeah.
And the song, the video, set all kinds of YouTube records and download records for the song. Like, it is a banger, no pun intended. And everyone.
Is it a banger or a porno? Now, let's be honest. Is it a banger or a porno?
It is. And now, I will tell you this, for people that are not familiar with the video, you can watch it on YouTube. There's a clean version. There's an uncensored version. And let me tell you something. The clean version is not that clean. It's not. I mean, it's not like they're.
They blur out what you know is there.
But I'm saying the words that they chose words to replace the dirtier words. But the cleaner words that they chose aren't exactly clean. I mean, you really get the idea. But anywho. This has gone viral. Everyone's talking about it. So as we were talking with Figgy yesterday, we decided we're all going to watch the video. Because Figgy herself, who's a music fan, had not watched the video over the weekend. I think Solana and Crowder were the only two that had watched it. And by the way, Jay Figg's movie review today, which is a music video review, she kind of recreates the WAP video.
What?
Clean version, though. Clean version.
Very clean.
As much as a 27-year-old that's living at home and has,
go.
You know,
yeah.
15 minutes to film it in her hallway. But
correct.
She did a pretty good job. You did a couple costume changes. It was good, Figgy.
Y'all, let me tell you, I have not worn a dress in a very long time, and I don't want to.
You look terrific in the dress. It's Jay Figg Radio on Instagram. She did a really good job and did a very in-depth review of the music video. And to give a little more context to it, yesterday on the show, Dan Day backed me up. I was saying, like, I'm 50 years old. I grew up in the 80s. I like thin girls. I like, you know, thin booties, you know. I'm like... And so
thin
I did
booty.
Not think,
like,
I did
like
not
pancake.
Think,
Yeah, pancake is more stable.
Yeah, yeah, I like
a girl built like an airhead. You like a woman built like an airhead.
I like the Leah Thompson. But even like, you know, I don't want to get too whatever. But I, like the in my day, who was it? It was like Alyssa Milano, Leah Thompson, Carmen Electra. Like just, but thin. And so
Phoebe
I did
Kate.
Not think. Phoebe Cates. Oh, my God. Dream girl. So I did not think that this video was going to do to me what it did. And I am
Johnny,
here to say.
J5, what's happening to me?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. I am here to say I may not be the person that I thought I was. Or, you know, like later in life, I have developed a taste for broccoli. I never liked broccoli. When I was younger. I don't think I liked broccoli till I was like 40 years old. So maybe I like something else. I don't know. I'll have to figure it all out. But
I love your open-mindedness, Hawk. This is a life lesson. I love how open-minded you are.
Bro, I am not kidding you. I did not expect to have the reaction that I had watching this video. I was full on into it. This was.
I really hope you were alone.
I was for the second watching. I figured I'll be able to hammer this thing out watching The Office on one TV, and you know, I'll watch this on the couch. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have to go more in depth tonight when everybody falls asleep. Lori, you haven't taken Ambien in a while. I'm just thinking.
And then you hammered that thing out, huh?
I wanted to complete my assignment, if you understand. So, all right, Jen Figueroa, though, you're our filmmaking expert. Jen Figueroa, you are a music fan. You've watched the video. You've actually recreated some of it on Instagram. What did you think of the song and the video?
Honestly, it was really on brand for Cardi and for Megan Thee Stallion. I've never really listened to Megan Thee Stallion, but I figured that's in her wheelhouse as well. And like I said, it's on brand. It's Cardi, and it's entertaining. It's fun, and what can you expect? And she pulls off every outfit.
And they are all about it, as they say, Crowder.
There's a lot of artistry going on there. People just don't realize it. They just can't see past, you know, the WAP.
It's woman empowerment. They're just showing off what they got, what God blessed them with. I enjoy it.
Correct. I mean, yeah.
I do say this. I think Figgy said something there. It's a song. Like, people are getting so
seriously.
Yeah,
you know?
People are getting so crazed by this. Now, I remember when I was growing up, 2 Live Crew did "Hey, We Want Some Pee," and it was. I mean, people's heads were exploding. Like, you can't yell that in
a
song.
It's like Lil Wayne with "Lollipop" too. Like, you can't.
You
can't be so deep with this, and it's a genre too. If you want more deeper meaning, then go to rock and roll, go to blues, go to something else. Just don't go to this.
But no, I don't want to get too serious with this, but think about it. With Uncle Luke and them, it was a man talking about sexuality and everybody was fine. But now women embrace
double standards, you know.
Yeah.
I'm saying, yes, if women embrace what they have and what we already talked about and love from Uncle Luke and 69 Boys, now women can't do it. I don't listen. Embrace what you have and embrace what you do. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion get millions off of their body and sexuality. Why not embrace it?
And I will tell you, I love the Jenner portion of it too. Which one was that? Kendall Jenner?
Kylie
Jenner.
Well, look, you loved it. You loved it, and many people are.
I know. I know.
About
but
it. They
I don't
want
care.
Her out.
I don't care. I'm all about it. They want to do an extended version with just her. I'm fine.
Hawk, now if I'm at a shake spot and Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion are on stage, and song number 2 Kylie walks out, I'm putting my money away. I don't need to see that.
But she walks out, I'm going to the ATM.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you. Like,
I'm there with you, Hawk.
Yeah, different strokes for different folks.
You know who the ATM is? Kris Jenner's in the corner giving out money.
Oh my God, yes!
Yeah. Here you go. How y'all need change? How many ones do you need?
You're not lying. All right, so let's go around. How many mozzarella sticks are you giving the music video, J-Fig?
I gave it an 8 out of 10. I'm a rock and roll girl, but, you know, it was really enjoyable.
Yeah,
enjoyable.
It was good. I mean, not enjoyable like it was for you guys. You know?
I'm going to tell you, the music video, artistically, And I know it's you know, dirty and whatnot, but it was really artistically done.
It's,
like,
it's a lot of choreography. You are in the middle of a COVID. Like, it's a lot of things that go into place here. And, like, the outfits, it's hard to dance in those. You're taking also her dancing in water. You can slip and fall. It's a lot.
I'm telling you, I thought it was really well. You could tell it was a very expensive music video to make. You know, we know Carol Baskin was annoyed that they used tigers as props. I liked it. I don't know what's wrong with me. Obviously, I've got some deep-seated issues.
She got some wrong things too.
I'm gonna give it 9 mozzarella sticks out of 10. One extra large mozzarella stick, as a matter of fact. It was one, boy. You know what I'm saying? It's not all uniform mozzarella sticks. Crowder, well, how many mozzarella sticks for the video?
Your mozzarella stick is coated in breadcrumbs, isn't it? Yeah, boy. White bread. I am giving it 10 and a half mozzarella sticks.
Wow.
and a wet waft cloth. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Oh my God. Solana, you haven't shared your thoughts on the WAP video.
I loved it. I think it was a forceful music video. And let's be honest, there was power, artistry, and that's just a nasty-ass rap bop. Like, I'm all for it.
It is.
It's very catchy.
Do you remember 2 Live Crew had As Nasty As They Want To Be was one of their tapes back in my day? Like, it's nasty, but that's fine. Like, some movies are nasty, and you don't have to look for the deeper meaning. Like, these are two really hot current artists right now that did a song that, and this is what music has done forever. Made a whole bunch of people go, whoa, did they cross the line? Right? It's Elvis Presley when he was shaking his hips. Whoa, did he cross the line? And then Uncle Luke with 2 Live Crew. Whoa, did he cross the line? That dude went to the Supreme Court because they thought he crossed the line so much.
Yep.
So
that's what music does.
Look the other way if you don't like it.
Let's be real. Male rappers have been rapping about having sex, have been rapping about selling drugs, have been rapping about whatever they want to rap about. And, you know, people take issue with it, but it's kind of just turned the other way. 2 female rappers rapped about having sex. People want to get mad about it. That's really what happened there. And
Little Kim was doing it, and she got criticized. Just the double standard of sexes is crazy. Embrace it. Because I'll tell you what, Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B, they shouldn't cover up them bodies. I'll say it. Release the Kraken. Let people see what God blessed you with or what you paid for.
Release the Kraken. There is no question there. how many mozzarella sticks, Solana?
I mean, it goes without saying, 12 out of 10. I mean, this was a banger all around.
12 out of 10.
Yeah. Dan Day, you're with me on the type of ladies that we like, but what did you think of the video?
Well, 3 takeaways from the video. Number one, so many paid for body parts in that movie, in that video. It was crazy.
That is true.
Number two, Jay Fig, I'm going to ask you, because we're guys, we don't know. That girl at the end in the black and white, how do you learn to twerk like that?
We got to ask Normani. It's art.
That was crazy. Number
3, I didn't even want to try to replicate that in my video. There was no way in hell I was going to be that.
My video's coming up later. I replicated
it. I think it would be great if Jay Fig tried to do something like that and pulled a hamstring.
I'd probably
torn
like Taylor Swift or something. Nothing.
No, I know what happened. Mr. Figueroa will come in that room and start whooping ass.
That's true. The chancleta.
He's going to say, you're going to move your ass out of this house if that's the way you're dancing in my hallway.
What is wrong, Jennifer? What's going on?
Number 3, that Cardi B is fine. So I'm giving it 10 big old mozzarella sticks.
10 mozzarella sticks. All right. Well, there you go. Who knew on a day where the Big Ten canceled their fall football season and the Pac-12 followed suit and canceled their fall college football season that we would wrap up today's show giving a very intricate breakdown of the WAP video.
So literally.
You never know what to expect on this show. That's what makes us special. All right. I am off tomorrow. By the way, you should follow Jen Figueroa on Instagram. Take a look at her review of the video, J Fig Radio, letter J, F-I-G Radio. If you want to watch movies tonight, Figgy, just use what we gave you yesterday. I gave you Red Dawn. Crowder gave you The Bay. Solana, you gave her role models again? She just watched that the day before.
Yeah, second opinion is needed.
Second opinion.
My opinion is valid. Yeah.
12 Monkeys is what Dono gave you, and Snatch is what Dan Day gave you. So watch one of those for tomorrow if you'd like. Hey, you know what came out on this day's Crowder in 2000?
What's that?
The Replacements.
Oh, James Falco.
You love that movie.
Oh, my goodness. Shane in the second half, the kicker that smoked cigarettes. Yeah. I'm all in with that, baby.
Anyway, I'm off tomorrow. Dono will be filling in for me. He'll be here with Crowder and Jay Figg and Dan Day. If you missed any of our show today, because the Big Ten news and the Pac-12 news broke during the show, and we had excellent conversations. Tuan Russell, former Canes and Dolphins linebacker, and he's a high school football coach now, and he's got a son going to play college football. He talked about it with us. Marcus Spears, the big swagoo from ESPN, he was on with us at 4 o'clock. Excellent conversation with him. You can use the radio.com rewind feature. Go back and listen because it was interesting what everyone had to say. So there you go. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Everybody wear a mask, blah, blah, blah. Do what you got to do and be safe. And Crowder, we'll speak with you mañana.
I love all of y'all.
Give the ball to Shannon. Just give it to him.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Oh, no.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.